seats and quiet in the chambers. I'd like to start this session of public participation. Time is now 7:21. I actually have no one signed up to speak tonight. So this may go quickly, but if I will call three times if there's anybody who wishes to speak that didn't get a chance to come up and sign up. If there's anybody here who didn't get a chance to come up and sign up, feel free to come up and speak, state your name and address, and we'll hear you out. Going once. Going twice. Third and final time, anyone else who wishes to address the council? Seeing none, we'll close the session of public participation. The time is now 7:22. Council meeting will begin shortly.
Hello. Ready back there? Okay.
Ready on the left? Ready on the right?
Everybody here. All right. I'd like to call this order, the June 25th, 2014 regular meeting of the Common Council to order at 7:32 p.m. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Yes, all the persons true worthy.
Here.
Magnuszewski.
Here.
Black.
Present.
Collins.
Here.
Platosh. Sanchez. Carlozzi.
Here.
DeFranzo.
Here.
Salvio.
Here.
Pabone.
Here.
Giantonio.
Here.
Smedley.
Present.
Salerno.
Here.
Naples.
Here.
Belinsky.
Here.
13 present, Your Honor.
Thank you. If we could all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I'd like to ask the birthday boy, Mr. John Healy, to lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we could all keep standing for a moment while we have the invocation.
O God, our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the long, warm days. The pace of life slows to catch the rays. A time for picnics with our family and friends. A swim, a relaxing walk through Walnut Hill or the Stanley Parks. Resting in the shade or celebrating our independence at the Great American Boom under the stars. Help us to give pause to rest or vacation. Slow down our lives and fill us with the love and gentle compassion for all your people. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You have such nice invocations, Mr. Town Clerk.
I know.
They're very nice.
It's like reading a passage from Walden Pond.
Your Honor?
Yes, Alderman Smedley for a point of personal privilege.
From time to time, I believe it's important to recognize those that we work with on a daily basis. And I wanted to take a moment to recognize someone that we all encounter from time to time. Not only does he wear nice suits, nice shoes, and always have a smile on his face, but it's Mr. Healy's 34th birthday, so we'd like him to rise. And we would like to sing happy birthday to Mr. Healy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John Healy. Happy birthday to you.
One cumpleaños.
Thank you.
And as an editor's note, that awesome hat he was just wearing was purchased at the new Dollar Tree that is now open on Columbus Boulevard. I encourage all of you to go check it out. Thank you, Alderman Smedley. Moving right on to approval of the minutes from the regular meeting April 9th, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept and approve the minutes of the regular Common Council meeting of April 9th.
Seconded by Alderman Shoeworthy. Any discussion? Questions, comments, corrections? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Amendments to the agenda. Alderwoman Belinsky.
Yes, Your Honor. The only amendment I have to the agenda is an addition of number 9, which is for one of the festivals, and it will go to the licensing committee for the Ukrainian festival.
Seconded by Alderman Shoeworthy. Any questions, comments? Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
All the persons true worthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabone.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
13-0, Your Honor.
Oh, sure. Motion carries. Alderman Shuworthy, sorry.
Thank you, Your Honor. Just for the record, if the Journal would so notate, Mr. Clerk, that Alderman Platosh will not be here this evening due to illness. Alderman Sanchez will be here and is on his way rushing back from work to make the meeting. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thanks. Got that, Mr. Clerk. Petitions.
We have one from Alderman-at-Large Daniel Salerno. Conduct a traffic study of Elam Street. The study should include speeding issues as well as consideration for appropriate signs or even a caution light to be installed on the lower end of Elam Street heading down Osgood Avenue. If there currently is not a stop sign entering Osgood Avenue, consideration as well as one to be installed, as this is a difficult corner for visibility with cars heading east on Osgood. Accidents have occurred in this area.
Thanks. We'll refer that to the Police Commission and also to the Public Works Department. Thanks very much. Moving on to the consent agenda, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I have not had any requests to remove any items from the consent agenda. However, I will call each item, and should any council member, Carlo, want anything removed from the agenda?
Oh, no, thank you.
They can so call it out, and we'll remove it from consent. On consent this evening, item A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H.
Seconded by Alderman Shuworthy. Any discussion? Is there an I on there?
I don't see an I. Is there supposed
no
to
be?
Nope, sorry. Seconded by Alderman Shuworthy. All those in favor?
Roll call.
Sorry.
Yeah. All the persons Shuworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
13-0.
Thank you very much. On to resolutions. Item numero uno. Alderman Shuworthy.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt resolution one.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. Discussion.
Your Honor, this is the entering into a contract between the city and Alden Novak and Dobb for the purposes of the tax collector's office and the assessor's office. It's basically a renewal of the software for the databases that we use. We've been using these databases for, I guess it's been
too long.
14 years now, and the total price of it is $18,480. And again, it's to make sure that we have the city support to run our databases. I ask for adoption.
Thank you very much. Any further questions or discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt item number two.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman DeFranzo.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is a this is a change to set money aside for the firework program based on some donations that have come in from local businesses for the Great American Boom. I think everyone probably has attended in the past. I know people that come from all over the state for it. I urge adoption.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion? If I can just say something for one second, I'd just like to thank the American Savings Foundation, the Community Foundation, and Greater New Britain for making this generous donation. And we're still encouraging everyone out there who's watching tonight, you can donate too. So, any further discussion on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Three, Alderman DeFranzo or Alderwoman Black.
Thank you. Make a motion to accept and adopt item three.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio.
This resolution makes the proclamation that July is Recreation and Parks Month. We encourage all citizens to celebrate our wonderful park system by going out to the parks and utilizing them and taking advantage of all they have to offer. Thank you.
Thanks. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution four. Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and refer to Planning, Zoning, and Housing.
Seconded by Alderman Chuworthy.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is for a lease of surplus property that the city owns at 70 Harvard Street. And the purpose of this is to lease it to Crystal Pond LLC that has an adjacent piece of property right next door at 50 Harvard Street. So this does need to go to committee for discussion and for a hearing. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Any further discussion on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, Alderman Salerno.
Yes, through you, Your Honor. This particular item is a budget. I'm sorry, make a motion to accept and adopt.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio. Discussion.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is a motion for a budget transfer for the purpose of probably had been reading in the papers of unexpected problems over at A.W. Stanley Pool. And through the guidance and actually the sound budgeting practices of the mayor's office, this transfer is going to be able to provide those repairs in an efficient manner so that we can have those pools open for the summertime. So I urge adoption.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion, comments, motion? I believe, yes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Six. Shall we have a roll?
Roll call.
It's a transfer. Mr. Clerk, will you call the roll for that one? Sorry. I didn't know if it was because it's for 19.
Do it. I don't think you have to, Mayor, but you can do it by roll call.
We don't. Okay.
Are you looking at the bigger number?
It was 19. Yeah. Okay. Resolution number six, Alderman Naples.
Thank you, Your Honor. I move to accept and adopt item six.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
This is basically we're requesting the extension to allow us to properly distribute checks for the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development Arts Grant, just under $72,000, which technically expires on Monday. Mm-hmm. The checks are being cut, and this will allow us to get the money to the people who we awarded it to.
It just gives us a little bit longer to get the W-9s from all of the organizations receiving the funds so we can get the checks to them accordingly. Thank you very much. Any further discussion, questions, comments on the motion? Seeing, well, roll call.
Alderperson Chuworthy?
Yes.
Magnuszewski?
Yes.
Black?
Yes.
Collins?
Yes.
Carlozzi?
Yes.
DeFranzo?
Yes.
Salvio?
Yes.
Bobone?
Yes.
Giantonio?
Yes.
Smedley?
Yes.
Salerno?
Yes.
Naples?
Yes.
Belinsky?
Yes.
13-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Thank you very much. Resolution number seven, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept and refer to the Consolidated Subcommittee of the Common Council. Resolution number seven.
Second.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
Oh, and also to the Parking Commission. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So accept and refer to the Consolidated Subcommittee of the Common Council and the Parking Commission.
Okay. That was seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
Mm-hmm. This is a resolution to revise the current parking rates, and it will be looked at by the commission and in committee, and I urge referral.
Thank you very much. Any further questions, comments, discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the referral signify. Oh, Alderman Carlozzi, sorry.
Thank you, Your Honor. I am not on the consolidated committee, so I would ask that one of the things that we look at is probably try to get a survey of other towns like us and what they're charging so we have a better understanding of how our rates compare to their rates. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. I would like to remind every council member at this on the Common Council that regardless of whether you are part of the committee or not, you may come and speak and listen to all of the items. You're just not a voting member. So I just want to remind everyone so that they don't feel they're precluded from discussion. Thank you.
Thanks. Any further questions, comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Eight, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt item 8.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Pabon.
Thank you, Your Honor. What item 8 is it is a budget transfer to take $66,689 from the contingency account and move it over to the building department to allow us to hire a additional building inspector. It would actually be a lateral transfer from someone who is currently a City Hall employee into the building department to give us our first bilingual building inspector. With our health department doing all the training in-house. I talked with Director Lupo at length the past couple days about this, and I just want to bring up a few things. Currently, we are receiving 125 to 130 complaints a month with a department that is a bit short-staffed to handle that many calls. We have right now an average of 5 to 7 day response time. What adding an additional health inspector would do would allow us to cut those response times down, also allow us to cut the city's liability down. One of the issues that I had with this, especially after last meeting, was the funding coming from the contingency account. And I did have a discussion with Director Lupo about that, and his feeling is that with an additional housing inspector, we can probably recoup at least half of that cost in additional fines and fees that we're charging because we can get out to more houses and to more to see more complaints. You know, Director Lupo is here and available to answer any questions that anyone has. But you know, I think everyone can agree that an additional housing inspector would be a great thing for our town. I know compared to comparable towns and surrounding towns, we do have a lower staffing level, so this would bring us a little bit more in line with a town our size in the state. So I urge adoption. Thank you.
Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. If I heard the alderman say that this is currently someone that's inside City Hall, current employee, if that's the case, Your Honor, my question, why are we transferring money out of contingency? Why don't we just transfer it out of the line item that's currently appropriated for that employee in that particular department? Sir.
I can answer that for you, Alderman Carlozzi. Sorry, I didn't mention that. The person who was targeted to move into this role had their position cut in some of the changes that were made to Youth and Family Services. So that's why there needs to be a transfer from contingency in to fund this position.
So there is, okay, all right. Because I heard, obviously, because I heard that there was, you know, they're moving from one department to the other, yes. And I said, well, then take that money out of there and move it there.
Yeah, my apologies, I meant to say that.
That clarifies my question.
Thank you.
Any further questions, comments, discussion on the motion? Okay, Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Alderpersons Drewworthy?
No.
Magnuszewski?
Yes.
Black?
Yes.
Collins?
Yes.
Carlozzi?
Yes.
DeFranzo?
Yes.
Salvio?
Yes.
Pabon?
Yes.
Giantonio?
Yes.
Smedley?
Yes.
Salerno?
Yes.
Naples?
Yes.
Belinsky?
Yes.
12-1, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Number 9, Alderman Shearworthy.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and refer to the Committee on License.
Seconded by Alderman DeFranzo. Yeah. Did I hear that? Yeah. Sorry.
Your Honor, this is a resolution for a permit for the Ukrainian Festival, which will be held on Saturday, September 20th. This is put forward by Alderman Platosh, who's a proud Ukrainian, and it'll go over to committee, and the committee will come back and send it back over to here. And so I urge referral. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Not to late 15.
What time is
it? Oh, Alderman Shearworthy, before we adjourn.
I guess it's my understanding there may be a meeting this evening to deal with CDBG funds. Okay, so I'll make the same declaration, I guess. At that meeting, I'm not going to be in attendance. I was not in attendance at CDBG. There's a potential conflict of interest, so I cannot discuss any matter regarding CDBG. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thanks. Alderman Carlozzi, would you like to make a similar statement?
Well, maybe I will sit tonight. No. Thank you, Your Honor. I also will recuse myself under the arcane rules of HUD. It may be someone may decide to pull something out of the hat and say, I might have a conflict on something, as some of these agencies, some of their employees happen to be clients of mine. So I will recuse myself. I have not participated in any discussions, nor have I participated in any caucus discussions. And so thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. I will now entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded by Alderman DeFranco. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned at 7:51 p.m.
Can we start the next meeting? Can we start 7?